The Lions are halfway through their season with 8 games down and 8 games to go. They've been good on the road so far this year, but they're just 1-3 at home. This weekend, though, they face the winless Cleveland Browns at home and have an opportunity to improve that home record. The Lions say their home schedule hasn't been easy so far, but they know what they have to do.
We've played some tough games at home. You know, we took Atlanta to the wire, should have won that game. Didn't play very good against Carolina. For whatever reason. And Pittsburgh was another game. We took them to the wire. Should have won that one as well. You know, we got to execute better at home.
That 1-3 record could very easily be 4-0 if we just do the small things right. If we get 2, 3, 4, 5 plays back, I think that story's a little bit different. So, and we understand that. So I'm just going to keep building.
We'd like to get that corrected. You know, but the reason why we weren't, because we haven't played well. We haven't played well at home. You don't play well, you're going to get beat no matter where you are. It's in the parking lot or next door or down the road or in your stadium or someone else's. You don't play well, you're going to get beat in this league, and we haven't played well enough at home.
We got to go out there and understand, like, this is our home, and we got to protect it, and we can't look at it as, well, we're at home, so we're going to automatically win, because, like you said, we've went on the road and won games. So I'm pretty sure other teams coming here like, hey, we're going on the road, we're going to win a game. And we can't allow them to come into our home and get a win. So we gotta have more focus. We gotta start fast. You know, we gotta be able to sustain that energy.
Well, the good news for the Lions is that they've generally played really well in the second halves of seasons under head coach Jim Caldwell. The 6-2 finish to the 2015 season after starting 1-7 is evidence of that. They're 16-8 all-time in the second half with Caldwell, and after beating a divisional opponent to finish out their first half, they feel like they're capable of hitting their stride in this second half.
I would say because health. You know, I think we usually peak around now because starting way back in April, coach takes care of us. We take care of our bodies. You know, he doesn't beat us up too much in camp. And I think that plays a huge reason in why we peak right around now. And that's exciting.
When the coach take care of the players, players like to take care of the coach, you know. When the coach take care of you, like, well, sure, I don't want to leave. And I don't want him to leave because I don't want them to bring somebody else in here. So that's generally what happens, you know. When the coach take care of his players, and Coach Caldwell does a fantastic job of taking care of us, the players generally go out and they play hard. They play hard for him, and their bodies feel good on Sundays, and you get wins. Since he's been here, it's worked with us, and so hopefully this year continues, and we can have a good second half of the season and make a good playoff run.
As of right now, the only team left on their schedule this year with a record over 500 is the Minnesota Vikings, who the Lions play at home on Thanksgiving. For DetroitLions.com, I'm Tori Petrie.